Dear brothers and sisters, on this Mission Sunday, I would like to invite you to think about your heart as a missionary landscape. Jesus wants you and me to be missionaries and first to evangelize ourselves. Or more specifically, He desires that we will allow Him to change and renew our lives. He asks us to be honest and recognize that we make mistakes sometimes and we need His mercy. I guess most of us don't like to admit that we are wrong. We tend to blame others for our faults. Maybe you have heard a person boast, "I am never wrong." For such people, it is always someone else's fault, never theirs. Through today's gospel story, the Lord teaches us that no matter how big our sins are, He is always happy to forgive us if we recognize that we are sinners. The worst thing is to say, "There is nothing in my life I need to be forgiven for," or "I have nothing to confess." The Pharisee did just that. He was quite sure of his holiness. On the other hand, we see a tax collector standing some distance away. Even though he made many mistakes in his life, including cheating people while collecting taxes, his heart was closer to God than that of the Pharisee. Why? Because he was not daring even to raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He recognized his sinfulness and asked God to be merciful to him. My dear friends, God is interested in our hearts' good intentions. Our weaknesses are not a problem for Him. He just wants us to be humble and honestly try to do our best to live a committed Christian life. We need to remember that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed, He will save. When we feel that we are losing a connection with God, we must have courage to ask for His forgiveness, receive absolution, and start again. Let us never give up on our spiritual formation. And one more thing, we shouldn't judge others or compare ourselves to them. We are all different and had a variety of experiences in life. Some of them were good, others challenging. They all influence our way of living today. We all make mistakes, whether we like to admit it or not. That is a condition of being human. We cannot feel superior to others just because our sins are different from other people's sins. May we live truly humble lives. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the man who humbles himself will be exalted.